Welcome to the College Baseball Recruiting 101 podcast brought to you by Keep Playing Baseball. This is your host, Ethan Gavon, coming to you from Sacramento, California. Keep Playing Baseball is a registered 501c3 nonprofit organization dedicated to helping every high school baseball player navigate the recruiting process and play college baseball. At Keep Playing Baseball, we don't think money should dictate college baseball opportunity, and all our resources, including this podcast, are 100% free. No signups, no fees, no strings attached. We use the College Baseball Recruiting 101 podcast in many different ways, but the main point is to get you the information you need to keep playing baseball. We appreciate you tuning in to the College Baseball Recruiting 101 podcast, the best source of recruiting information on the go. What's up, guys? Thanks for joining us on another College Baseball Recruiting 101 podcast brought to you by Keep Playing Baseball. This is Ethan Gavon. I'm joined by Reza Modabar on the podcast today, and we want to do a little mailbag episode.
Yeah, Ethan, we've had quite a few email questions coming in of late, and there's a few recurring themes that I would love to get into.
Yeah, definitely.
It seems that there have been quite a few questions coming in where parents and players are worried about getting missed by college coaches in the recruiting process. Where do you think this concern comes from?
You know what? I think this is a common concern from parents and recruits. We live in the exposure generation, and kids are parents. You know, they're just getting bombarded by people trying to hype up exposure and trying to get them to come to this event or that event and put themselves out there with college coaches. And that's a tactic that's really successful for companies. And it kind of leaves parents and kids wondering if they're doing enough to put themselves out there.
We addressed the idea that recruits aren't getting missed by college coaches in a blog post that went up on the website on Monday. But let's break it down a little bit on the podcast. Are kids getting missed by college coaches?
No, not if they're being proactive and taking the steps to learn about the recruiting process and reaching out to schools that fit their skill set. You know, look, there's a lot of reasons why recruits don't end up at a school, you know, that they want to play at or a school at all. But getting missed, as we say, you know, kind of like walking by your favorite toothpaste at the grocery store is not one of them. You know, most of the time it happens when kids target the wrong schools or they don't put themselves out there enough. They employ more of a passive approach to the recruiting process where, you know, maybe they're setting up an online profile and waiting for coaches to come to them. But if you're actively involved in the recruiting process and you're proactive with things, then you're definitely not getting missed as we describe it.
Is this different than the past?
I think college coaches have always been really good and resourceful at finding talent, but the age of the internet has definitely made it easier to connect. And we discussed in a blog post that went up this week, but there's a few main reasons why kids aren't getting missed.
Can you go over those real quick?
Yeah, it's kind of a recap of the article, but I think there's a few main ones. The first being that college coaches are just way too good at their job. You know, they have all the tools at their disposal. They have the internet now. They have social media. They have a vast network of connections to high school and travel ball coaches. You know, if there's a kid out there that's good enough and is doing the right things, then they're going to get found because those coaches are just too good. So that's one. Two is there's so many college baseball programs out there. And, you know, for guys that don't end up with a place to play, I think a lot of times it has to do with not casting a wide enough net. There's over 1,600 college baseball programs in the country. You know, anything from top level Division I to programs that have a JV squad where they're actually enrollment driven. And so the athletic director's coming to the baseball coach and telling them, hey, I need you to get 80 baseball players for next year. You know, so they have a JV team of 40 guys. They have a varsity roster of 40 guys. So there's just too many schools out there, too many coaches recruiting for kids to just get missed. A third and really, really important one is, you know, creating quality exposure is free. doesn't cost any money. And that's confusing at times because of the exposure myth that's constantly pushed that, hey, you have to go to this showcase and spend X amount of money or be ranked by this organization to play college baseball, which, simply isn't true. When we do our college coaches survey each year, every year it comes back that college coaches want to be contacted by email and they want to see video. And if you can write a quality email, which we describe how to do on our website, using what the coaches from that survey actually told us they want in that email. So if you can write a quality email and you can put together a quality video, which we also detail at great length on the website, and that information also comes from pulling college coaches from every level and asking them, hey, what do you want to see? What do you want recruits to show you in their skills video? So if you can send a quality email and link to a recruiting video, boom, you've created exposure. And so if you can send that out to college coaches at programs of interest at different levels, then you're absolutely not going to get missed. And technology is a huge part of that. So that's the fourth reason. You can create exposure without paying any money these days using email and video links or just social media.
Is there anything else?
Well, I mean, the last reason, and this may sound like a shameless plug for us, but there's just way too many resources out there to help, like Keep Playing Baseball. So you can connect with our resources for free and put together a great and cost-effective recruiting plan, no matter what your budget is, and you're going to get every opportunity that you need to play college baseball. So again, there's a lot of reasons why kids don't end up playing college baseball who want to. A lot of that has to do with who they target, how much work they're putting in, and the effort that they're putting in. But definitely getting missed is not one of those. So just connecting with our resources or someone else's resources that can help guide you through the process.
So can we put this fear to rest for parents and recruits who are out there listening to this podcast?
Yes. Like I've repeated a couple times throughout this, if you connect with our resources and stay proactive in the recruiting process, you're simply not going to get missed.
Yeah, I agree. And before we sign off, we should add that we have some great resources on our website about timing and reaching out to college coaches.
Yeah, that's definitely incredibly important, but probably best saved for another episode, jumping into the idea of reaching out to college coaches and when it's best to do that. So listeners should definitely connect with those articles on our website and let us know if they have any questions.
Yeah, you can find those on our website, www.keepplayingbaseball.org, and using the keyword search bar with the words when to contact college coaches and timing is everything. Another good article to check out is Patience Pays Off, which posted on the website today.
Yeah, that's awesome and definitely a good note to end on.
Yeah, thanks for listening, and we'll catch you on the next episode.
Yep, catch you guys next time. Thanks.
Thanks for tuning in to the College Baseball Recruiting 101 podcast brought to you by Keep Playing Baseball. As always, if you have questions or need more information on the recruiting process or player development, you can find that for free on our website, www.keepplayingbaseball.org. We're also very active on social media. You can find us on Twitter at KeepPlayingBB, Facebook, Keep Playing Baseball, and Instagram at Keep Playing Baseball. If you've found this podcast to be helpful, please take the time to leave us a review and give us 5 stars. That'll help other people find our podcast and get access to great free information. We'll be back at it with a new episode soon, but until then, take care.